This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your fill-in host, Paul Joseph Watson. But Alex will be joining us at 10 past the hour because, of course, we've got huge breaking news regarding Ebola, the unprecedented first outbreak in the United States. We've also got Joe Biggs reporting live from the scene, ground zero at the Texas hospital, with a special report there with Josh Owens that he's filmed today. Also, Gerald Salente coming up in the third hour to talk about the latest financial situation and Bitcoin. We've got callers coming up on Ebola in the second hour as well. Of course, the latest news is that now they're saying there is likely a second patient infected with Ebola. We've had officials give interviews on Texas television this morning saying that one of the family members of the Ebola victim, who was confirmed as having the virus yesterday in Dallas, has also likely been exposed. That's not being confirmed yet, but they're now saying that it is indeed possible that a second family member has been exposed to the Ebola virus. Basically, the timeline which we need to go through is that the patient arrived in Dallas on a flight from Liberia on September the 20th, showing no symptoms of the disease. Obviously, we know that it could take up to 3 weeks for the symptoms to actually develop, to actually show in the case of an Ebola sufferer. He started feeling sick September 24th, visited his doctor or a hospital, we're not sure which yet, on September 26th, and this is the key here, this is what's amazing about this story. He was given antibiotics on September 26th after showing symptoms for 2 days and immediately sent home, even though he had travelled from Liberia. And this is what's causing a lot of condemnation directed towards health officials in Texas this morning, which is the fact that this individual had the symptoms, had Ebola for 2 days. He was sent home. Basically, he was walking amongst the population for 4 days with this virus. And there you see the article up on Infowars.com. Texas Ebola patient was sent home for 2 days with antibiotics. So he already had the virus 2 days before that. He's been walking around Dallas, Texas for 4 days. Obviously, Ebola, they say at the moment, is not airborne. Other scientific research suggests that it may well be. But for at least 4 days, he was active in the Dallas area, amongst the community, amongst his family members. And again, CDC concerned about airborne transmission of Ebola virus. Of course, we had the Canadian study back in 2012, which proved that Ebola could be transmitted via the air from pigs to monkeys. We've had several top officials go public over the last few weeks, including a major editorial in the New York Times saying that health officials are concerned that it could have mutated, that it could have gone airborne. No confirmation of that so far, but it's obviously of concern. We're going to play some clips coming up. We've got Zachary Thompson, the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services, who gave an interview with WFAA this morning, confirming, or basically suggesting, indicating that there was a second Ebola case, one of the family members of the victim that's there in the Texas Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Also, Dr. Sanjay Gupta gave an interview on CNN, which we're going to play a little later if we have time, in which he said the four-day period where this Ebola patient was walking around Dallas was, quote, a significant period of time. And he made the point that although this is transmitted via bodily fluids, it could be transmitted merely by shaking the hand of an Ebola victim. So you've got to think, you know, this guy's been walking around Texas, Dallas for 4 days without being isolated. As I said, September 24th was when he first showed symptoms. He was walking around Dallas, and so that's why there are concerns that this could spread. Of course, the CDC is trying to dampen down the hysteria. We'll be back with Alex Jones after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones on this Wednesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, we've got the huge breaking Ebola news. It emerged last night that a first Ebola patient confirmed to have the virus in the United States in Dallas. We're going to go to a clip now, which is the likelihood that a second patient has been infected, one of the family members of this individual in Dallas, and this is Zachary Thompson, director of Dallas County Health and Human Services. He gave an interview with WFAA, and he said that there's likely to be a second case. Here's that clip.
And this is the Dallas address he was at. As a parent, a lot of parents want to know, these children, are they going to school? Are you going to be talking with the schools about how to handle this?
That's priority number one in our meeting this morning, is to ensure we've already dialogued with the ISD. And so the precaution is to keep the children home, and we will evaluate, and they will be monitored. Let me be real frank to the Dallas County residents. The fact that we have one confirmed case, there may be another case that is a close associate with this particular patient. So I want to be frank. This is real. There should be a concern, but it's contained to the specific family members and close friends at this moment.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate your time.
Okay, that is Zachary Thompson, Health and Human Services official who basically acknowledged the fact that it's very likely there's a second Ebola case, one of the family members of the victims. But live on the line now with more breaking Ebola news is Alex Jones. Alex, welcome to the show.
Absolutely, Paul. Now, I've been explaining to people from the beginning that I've seen major signs of scripting to all of this. And when I say scripting, I don't mean the Dallas County or Dallas City officials. I don't mean 99.9% of people in our own government. But major scripting at the CDC, at the Obama administration level, and at the United Nations level. We've been saying this for several months. It is unprecedented to bring dozens and dozens of hot, infected, patient number one, ground zero, Ebola victims into the United States. It used to show up in 3 days. It shows up in 22 days now, meaning someone can spread and spread and spread. The default was it was level four containment, illegal, and those laws are still in the books, to bring someone with smallpox or Ebola or anything of that nature into the United States. U.S. citizens were to be held in quarantine on Navy ships, special medical ships that they have, and other facilities they have in places in Sierra Leone and other areas. This is unprecedented. We have top virologists in Bild in Germany saying 5 million will get it by December. The UN says 1.4 million. Most top virologists say it's beginning to go slightly airborne. That means it isn't hardy airborne, but it is clearly leaning towards being somewhat airborne. If that is the case, and that's why we're seeing this huge outbreak in Africa, you've got seven nations now with it over in Africa. You have got tens of thousands of people a week flying in and out of West Africa into every major city in the world. And there should have already been a quarantine on Sierra Leone and a quarantine on Ghana and a quarantine on these other countries. That was standard procedure. It is a guarantee that you will get Ebola all over the world, guaranteed, with a 22-day carrier incubation period. We talked to top medical doctors on this, so this is not my opinion. That's why we kept saying this is insane. There should have been an immediate embargo. Those countries, Sierra Leone and others, are literally collapsing right now, but they're letting the airport still run as middle class and wealthy Africans and Westerners flee the nation. Then Obama injects 3,300 untrained U.S. troops into the middle of hell hot zones. We kept telling people months ago and got attacked by the mainstream media because they didn't want people to be warmed up front. This had all the telltale signs of bare minimum allowing a crisis to get out of hand, aiding and abetting it, not letting a good crisis go to waste. But we know there's laboratories in the U.S., England, Africa, and other areas that have souped up Ebola. We've played frontline pieces, Nova pieces, admitting airborne Ebola escaped and killed monkeys in another lab in 1989. See, we're informed. And the system preys on the American people's ignorance to say, oh, don't listen to InfoWars. Don't listen to Drudge. Don't listen to WorldNet Daily. Don't listen to those crazy people that actually have top scientists and medical doctors and virologists on. Oh, look, InfoWars is reporting on CDC medical journals 2 years ago saying Ebola had gone airborne. We got attacked. A month later, New York Times admitted they believe it's going airborne with a top virologist. The issue here is that I'm in Austin, Texas, literally 3 hours from Dallas. Joe Biggs is up there outside the hospital area where Rick Perry is set to give a press conference in T-minus 45 minutes or so, about 47 minutes from now. This is very serious because you have a huge Nigerian population, huge West African population in Dallas. And again, it's so politically correct that you've got the emergency managers in Dallas County openly saying, well, we're still going to tell the kids to stay home with this guy, but everything's okay. That entire family, ladies and gentlemen, should be locked up in a quarantine facility watching television and having a nice day so an epidemic doesn't get out of hand. You get one person giving it to five, they give it to 10, they give it to 20, they give it to 40, they give it to 80, they give it to 100, and you see the numbers going up. Once you get about 10 or 15 people that have this, it's going to be unstoppable. And you're going to have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, maybe billions of people with Ebola. And on record, I wanted on record that we the aircraft coming in, or you make people sign a form that they will go on aircraft that everybody is in quarantine for at least a month once they get off of it. Instead, we knew the fix was in, so they would have plausible deniability a month ago. When they started flying all these medical workers in with Ebola and putting them in regular hospitals that aren't even level 2, level 3 containment, ladies and gentlemen, that violates federal law. This is a disaster. They want to use this to roll out more Homeland Security. Do I think this is the end of the world? No. I predicted they're going to have phases. Listeners, you've heard this hundreds of times. Phases of bio releases, souped up bioweapon releases, to train us to go under medical tyranny, to train us to go under forced inoculation. So when they really release the deadly airborne Ebola or mousepox down the road to wipe out 90% of the population, a la 12 monkeys, the people will do what they're told, believing that they were protected by the government in the first few big outbreaks. This is directly out of the globalist script, ladies and gentlemen, directly out of V for Vendetta. This is how you conquer America and conquer the world. This is how you get the guns. This is how you bring in the tyranny, is you bring in terrorists. Notice how Texas is under attack. Everyone's fleeing the rest of the country to come to Texas because we have lower taxes and are libertarian conservative. The border is wide open, and they've targeted bringing in the buses. Texas. They've targeted Texas with all their different programs. Now Texas is where the Ebola is popping up. You can just see all of this going on, ladies and gentlemen. And now Paul Watson comes to visit the U.S. the first time he's visited me here in 9 years or 8 years. And now you're here in Texas, Paul Watson, 200 miles from Ebola, which they're very calmly saying, oh, yeah, some more of the family probably has it. It's no big deal. It's like getting a cold or something. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this very slowly. The so-called U.S. government, the same ones that funded Al-Qaeda and ISIS, have now allowed dozens and dozens of people in with Ebola and did no screening at the airports for people coming in out of West Africa with scientists saying 1.4 million with computer models are set to get it on the low end, 5 million now on the high end. That's by December. We're not talking about when they usually panic when 20 people have Ebola. I mean, the previous top outbreaks were a couple hundred. We're talking about countries collapsing right now as people are hanging basically off the aircraft to fly here, and our government's going, come on in. So the bottom line is the government, whatever's behind this, cannot and will not protect you. You've got to protect yourselves. And it is so disgusting, like a slow-motion automobile accident, to be seeing this unfold right now. Folks better be hitting their knees and praying to God, because if this Ebola gets out, and if it spreads with our compromised immune systems here in the United States and all the vaccines that people have been taking, and if it starts mutating with other things that are going on right now and all the other mystery illnesses sweeping the country of kids that have been vaccinated, you can see with Dr. Pianca, a top eugenicist, saying 8 years ago that soon the airborne Ebola is coming and will kill 90%, and 95% standing ovation at the Texas Academy of Sciences with people crying with joy, as he projected a huge screen of red skulls on the wall. This is mainstream news, folks. Look it up. The FBI went and talked to him about it, and they began crying in their death cult of victory. This is a death cult. They're listening in Austin right now at University of Texas. They are the most sick people you could ever imagine, and I've been warning you. My film Endgame warns you that they are all over Ebola. The globalists have been messing with it, screwing around with it constantly. This is one of their main arsenal weapons. So is mousepox. Kills 90%+ of people. And again, I don't think this is the big one. I don't think this is the big one. But it could be. I believe it's just a primer. Paul Watson, what do you think?
Well, what I've noticed, Alex, is this kind of simpering and patronizing tone from the media this morning, just watching it on the television. You know, telling people not to panic, telling people that this hysteria, this outbreak is going to be limited, when they're the ones who attacked us for warning about it, you know, 1-2 months ago. CBS News put out a big hit piece against us. They dropped the ball. I mean, this patient was walking around in Dallas for 4 days. They didn't even ask him his travel history, where he came from.
There are default positions. They didn't do status quo. They turned the defaults off, just like NORAD was ordered to stand down on 9/11.
We'll be back after the break with more from Alex Jones. Joe Biggs coming up as well, live from the scene. We've got Rick Perry's press conference coming up at noon. This is InfoWars.com breaking Ebola coverage. Stay tuned.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
On the Alex Jones Show this Wednesday, October 1st edition, with me, Paul Joseph Watson, talking to Alex Jones. Reuters just reported experts question two-day delay in admitting Texas Ebola patient. So as I said before the break, This guy was basically walking around Dallas for 4 days. He got antibiotics 2 days before they isolated him, so he went in to get treatment. They asked no questions whatsoever of his travel history, which numerous health professionals are questioning this morning. We also have an article out of Infowars.com, actually. UN says Ebola outbreak worse than HIV SARS. This is David Nabarro, who heads up the United Nations Ebola response, told the Sydney Morning Herald that Ebola is the scariest disease he has ever encountered during his career. I can remember in Africa early on in HIV thinking this is unspeakably awful situation, but it will not decimate the population. So he's now saying that this could be worse than HIV for Africa, which has obviously killed millions and millions of people. We had the top German virologist a couple of weeks ago saying that Ebola basically could burn itself out in West Africa, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and not stop until it's claimed basically all of the population. Alex Jones, more comments on this breaking Ebola news. I mean, the question that I've got, Alex, is that British Airways stopped all the flights from West Africa going into Britain, and yet the United States basically did nothing.
Well, look, it's because the globalists are clearly behind this, or it's like a wildfire's coming, and they order the firefighters to stand down because they want to destroy a neighborhood, build condos on it. Either way, the government is behind this. Either way, the defaults in any emergency manager listening, any hazmat person listening, any CDC person listening, any health department person listening, any medical doctor listening, any nurse listening, anyone who's informed, and I want to get some articles out about this, just showing the previous defaults. You do what France did, you do what England did, you do what others do, you do what Saudi Arabia did a month and a half ago. When they had an Ebola patient show up, you shut the flights down, or you warn people there's going to be a major fee associated with this. You're going to have to pay for it. We're going to put you in quarantine for a month. This is the default. And then meanwhile, while this Ebola outbreak's going on, the border's wide open, and Geraldo Rivera comes out and attacks Matt Drudge and says, how dare you say Ebola could come into the U.S.? Well, guess what, Geraldo? And again, Geraldo says he's a listener. I've been on his show many times. He's been on ours. I don't want to attack him, but he's full of bull. We were not being racist against Hispanics because we pointed out it's insane to have wide open borders. We were pointing it out because it shows how the government is literally out of control. And this is why this is happening. Until about 20 years ago, if government screwed up, people got fired. And that's been the way it's always been. Okay, if a Roman general lost a battle, he got fired or executed. Okay, if a captain did something wrong, they got in trouble. If a centurion got in trouble, this is thousands of years old. When they screw up in Katrina and order a stand down, FEMA gets double the funding, gets to take the guns. On 9/11, when NORAD stands down and the NSA spy on everybody, they get five times the funding, or even more since then, for different federal departments and the police state bureaucracy. So no one gets in trouble. So they'll get a bunch of power and control, and the military-industrial complex medical center and Obamacare will come in with the federal emergency and declare their big victory and use this crisis under Cloward and Piven to further bankrupt the nation. They've been shutting down our power plant, shutting down our industry, putting the highest tax rates in to drive people overseas. This is another attempt, like Godzilla attacking Tokyo, to destroy America while sucking us dry. It is a premeditated plan to bring down the country. The globalists are following Agenda 21. Cloward and Piven is only one small sociological example of their plan. I mention it because people know what Cloward and Piven is. Bottom line, there is zero debate. No one can debate me. I challenge people to debate me. I challenge folks to call in the next hour when David Knight is giving analysis and co-hosting with you ahead of Gerald Celente. I challenge somebody to try to call in here and tell us how they didn't either cook it up and let it come in here, or how they didn't order a stand down to let it come in here. They did it. And I want Rick Perry to be asked by the press conference, are you going to challenge Obama to shut down the flights out of West Africa? That's what Rick Perry needs to be asked by the media. I guarantee you nobody is going to bring that up. That's a governor's job, hit with Ebola, is to say to the president, Mr. President, order flights out of West Africa shut down now, and people that have bounced in from other countries with a West African original epicenter where they came from, if they're originating out of West Africa, they need to be put on quarantine. And if you're coming to America, you're going to be quarantined, because here's the problem. Once they let it get out of hand, they're going to start quarantining everybody with Obama's executive order, claiming if you have any respiratory illness, you can be locked up forever, which they've never done before. That was 2 months ago. We said, folks, get ready. Now a respiratory thing has popped up. This thing stinks to high heaven, ladies and gentlemen. This is an emergency situation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
Jones Show this Wednesday, October the 1st, 2014, talking about the breaking Ebola news. Alex Jones is still on the line. We're still waiting to connect with Joe Biggs, who is live on the scene in Dallas. We've got Governor Rick Perry coming up with a press conference. And we're basically urging both Perry and our listeners to call the White House and urge them to cease all flights from West Africa into the United States. British Airways, this is an article from back in August 27th, out of the Daily Mail. British Airways halts flights to Ebola hit Sierra Leone and Liberia for the rest of the year. And it's not only Britain that did that over a month ago. Air France did the same. Emirates, the huge airline company out of the United Arab Emirates, also halted flights into the country from these Ebola hit countries. Yet now for more than a month, the United States failed to do so. We have the first Ebola patient now, almost confirmation, I think it actually has been confirmed, or at least the likelihood of a second Ebola victim, one of the family members of the individual that's there in the Texas Presbyterian Hospital, at which we've got our reporters live on the scene. But Alex, we're putting out the call both for our listeners and for the media to urge the White House to order this cancellation of flights from West Africa, because we've seen in an article from Defense One this morning, which is up on the Drudge Report, there's really no way to screen for Ebola at airports. Of course, we know it's got a three-week period where somebody could show no symptoms whatsoever. And the temperature scans that people could go through at the airports are basically completely useless, it's admitted in this article. They didn't work back in 2009 for the swine flu outbreak. They're not going to work with Ebola. So the only solution, it seems, is to stop those flights coming in, Alex.
Well, that's right, Paul. You're absolutely correct. And again, our media is so lapdog, so controlled, so insane, so pathetic, that when we pointed out a month and a half ago we should cease flights, they attacked us in publications everywhere. This is what they do, because they want to get it in the country, get the crisis going, use it as a power grab, use it as a destabilization program, and then the feds and the globalists can again play the part of the saviors. This is a classic divide and conquer, order out of chaos, Hegelian dialectic program, and there's no debating it. And so we need to get the phone number to the White House out, just so they know we know. We need to get the number out to Rick Perry's office. We've got our reporters there on the ground with their mic up on the stand. They're going to get a question into Perry in Dallas coming up at the start of the next hour. I don't care what break it is. We skip it once Perry starts speaking and going to those questions, because this is so important. And it's not just because this is in Texas. But I was saying, you know, shut down the flights long before it hit my state and my hometown. This is a serious situation, to say the least, because if we don't get this contained, they will use it to take so much control that it could really start spreading. And, of course, undoubtedly, if he was here for 4 days sick with Ebola, walking around his family and so many others, I bet money that he's already given it to other people. You know, you said that last night in the special report, that undoubtedly will probably spread it. Now they're going to spread it to other people. And now, thanks a lot, federal government. Thanks a lot for doing what you do so great. You know, you're not like Kiefer Sutherland in 24. You're a bunch of folks that burn down the business and collect the insurance money. And I'll guarantee you, a lot of people that have gone along with this system are going to have their families affected by this one way or another, economically or physically, by the crisis this is going to create. There's still a chance, maybe, to turn this around if they shut down more flights as it spreads exponentially around Africa. I mean, if you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people now with it, and they say it's going to be millions, and I guess we're just going to let the millions of people that are able to flee come here. I mean, hell, they say anywhere you are in the world, come here, we'll pay for everything. Why not announce? It's politically correct. If you have Ebola, come here, we'll put you, you know, in a school next to some American kids. I mean, that's how over the top 2 + 2 = 5 is, and you didn't build your business, and Obamacare is free, and all this other bull is, and no other nation would act like this or behave like this. We knew the fix was in when they started shipping Ebola patients into the U.S. We knew the fix was in when they didn't shut down the flights or didn't even try to screen people. We knew the fix was in, and now the hospitals won't even ask somebody who's sick coming in from West Africa, from Nigeria, hey, were you around people with Ebola? This is ridiculous. This is what America is, trained to lay down, trained to have no instinct. And by the way, it's not fear-mongering to warn people. If you see smoke coming out of your neighbor's roof, if you see smoke coming out of your neighbor's roof and you don't see them awake, you go and you bang on the door. Bob, you know, Carol or whatever their names are, get out here. Your house is on fire. You call the fire department. That's taking action. Well, our government saw a 50-foot flame shooting out, and they ordered gasoline thrown on it. And then now they're going to show up once it's burned down and do a press conference on the ashes with a bullhorn talking about how America came together and Homeland Security and Obamacare, you know, helped with the hundreds of thousands of Americans that got Ebola. These are the type of scenarios we're facing because the globalists are launching global destabilization plans, and you believe me, they're not going to stop here. If they're crazy enough to think they can get away with bringing in Ebola patients and letting people fly in from Africa where countries are collapsing while everybody else is controlling this, if they're going to do that here, they're going to do everything else. Katie, bar the door. Katie, bar the door. They guns. He's going to sign executive orders to end the borders completely. They're going to sign executive orders to shut down all the power plants. They're going to do, and if you don't like it, an armored vehicle's coming to your house. Well, okay, fine. Those cops are going to have their kids die from Ebola, too. So everybody, go ahead. It's a suicide pact. Do whatever the New World Order says, run by a bunch of banks that have robbed us blind and hate our guts. Let's just submit to them and do whatever they say and let them set up random checkpoints on the highway and have the government listen to our phones of the Tea Party and harass pro-lifers, but we can't check people coming in from Ebola countries. This is how ridiculous it all is. Paul, I'm turning it over to you and Joe Biggs from Dallas and Josh Owens in Dallas. They're courageous to go up there and be near the hospital. We got Rick Perry's press conference coming up with our questions and more. And if you're listening to this transmission, folks, you're not a bystander. You're in the arena. Get on the phone. Call the White House. Call Congress. Call the media. Call Fox News, CNN, and say, listen here, you little chicken-necked establishment state-run media whores, you prostitutes. We expect you to ask Rick Perry and to ask Obama and to ask the White House press secretary, why haven't you shut the flights down? Why are you bringing Ebola patients here? But no, you don't question. That's being a conspiracy theorist. You sit there and you stick your head in the sand and you do whatever the government says. You people deserve everything you get in the government media and in the system if you don't speak out now, okay? Where are your survival instincts, dumbasses? And I don't mean to use those type of words lightly, but that's what it is. Get up off of your butts. Stop being morons and get involved and realize we aren't alarmists. We're realists here. We know what we're talking about. We immerse ourselves in this. We're committed to freedom. We're committed to America. We're committed to the Republic. We're real, folks. And the reason we see so alien, the reason we see so weird to a bunch of domesticated serfs is because we've turned into jellyfish slaves. And so when people act like real Americans, or people act like real Westerners, or people that have basic survival instincts, we're called a bunch of scum. No, we're not. We tried to stop this, and now it may get out of hand, and I'm sure we'll get the blame for it in the end. Paul Watson, God bless you. It's up to you, listeners. It's up to you to get the whore media up off their butts and to ask real questions, to put heat on these politicians so they can't basically have a joint suicide pact with everybody to bring Ebola into this country. And even if this doesn't get out of hand, and I hope it doesn't, what does it say about these people's mindsets? What does it say about how they operate? That they would try to do this, obviously try to get Ebola going in the country, so Obama could act like a savior. He is Barack Ebola from now on. President Obama is Barack Ebola. God bless you all.
There goes Alex Jones. And remember, it was President Obama who said that Ebola, it would be, quote, unlikely for Ebola to arrive in the United States. And, of course, we were called conspiracy theorists and fearmongers for weeks on end. In fact, CBS News wrote an article attacking InfoWars, attacking me directly, after I appeared on the Michael Savage show, simply to go through some of the evidence that Ebola could have mutated, it could have gone airborne. And we were attacked, we were demonized. Now, the media is basically trying to downplay this. The CDC is trying to downplay it for obvious reasons to prevent hysteria. But I think there's also another reason why they're trying to downplay it. And that's because they've dropped the ball completely. They've been caught with their pants down. The health authorities there in Dallas, this individual came into the hospital with Ebola symptoms. They gave him antibiotics and sent him on his way without asking any questions whatsoever about his travel history. He had come from Liberia, which of course has been ravaged by Ebola. In fact, Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, he told CNN this morning, I was watching this in the hotel room, that it was, quote, an enormous red flag that they didn't ask this individual about his travel history, given that he's obviously, you know, he's a black gentleman, he's come from Liberia, he's obviously got a foreign accent, he's got Ebola symptoms. They gave him antibiotics and sent him home, and for a total of 4 days, he was wandering around Dallas and God knows where else, infecting other people, potentially. They're now talking about a second Ebola case. The Health and Human Services official has indicated that a second case is probable. And here we have the article from PrisonPlanet.com. Texas Ebola patient was sent home for 2 days with antibiotics. So he went to the hospital. They gave him the antibiotics. They sent him home. No questions asked. The Associated Press reports that the man who traveled from Liberia to Dallas on September 20th was dismissed from the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital on the 26th after seeking care. He was evaluated and given a prescription for antibiotics, with hospital workers believing he had some other ailment. So, again, they completely dropped the ball on it, yet we've been called fearmongers and conspiracy theorists for the best part of 2 months for simply warning about this situation arriving in the US, which it now indeed has. And, of course, Obama said it was unlikely, and even Chris Matthews last night on MSNBC got in an argument with Ezekiel Emanuel about the fact that Obama basically broke yet another promise almost that Ebola would not arrive in the US. Obviously, the precautions were not taken. There's another article, I believe, out of the Washington Times with the CDC admitting now that they were not prepared for this, despite the fact for telling us for 2 months that they were prepared, that this was very unlikely. Let's go to that Chris Matthews clip now from MSNBC, where even Matthews, who of course said he got a thrill up his leg for the Obama speech back a couple of years ago, is now on the offensive against Obama over this Ebola situation. Let's go to that clip.
Yeah, wow, but I'm just getting back to the president's statement, Doctor, and that is that the president said it would be unlikely if he had a case in this country. Unlikely to have even one case.
He said it wouldn't be an Ebola outbreak, and I think that's
No, and in the second part of his sentence, he said that in the unlikely case, someone brings it here.
Yeah.
In the unlikely case, somebody brings it here. Well, they've done it. We're living in the world of the unlikely already. That's all I'm saying. I'm not fearmongering. I'm stating the facts, and I wonder if everybody else is.
You're right. It is an unlikely case, but it's not, again, we need to put it in perspective. This isn't easily transmitted. It's not like the flu. It's not like measles or chickenpox. You need contact with bodily fluids. And we have a health system that's much better.
And remember, we also had today Sanjay Gupta on CNN. We're trying to find this clip. I saw it on an article earlier. They since changed the article. And we've got that clip now. This is Sanjay Gupta explaining the fact that although this is not airborne, as far as we know, it's quite easy to pass on to other individuals merely by shaking their hand. We think of, exchange of bodily fluids as something more than that. But sweat glands can achieve that, especially if you've got a broken area of your skin in your hand. And here's Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN this morning explaining how that works.
To your point, Wolf, from the 24th to the 28th, it sounds like this is somebody who was sick but was not in isolation. What is going to be absolutely critical, obviously besides taking care of this individual, is now to go back over those 4 days and figure out anybody that person may have had contact with. That's absolutely critical. It is absolutely crucial to do that to try and prevent other people from possibly spreading this virus. It is called contact tracing, and as Dr. Frieden pointed out, it is a mainstay of controlling these sorts of things. But obviously 4 days is a significant period of time, and there could be many contacts the person may have had. Once they find those contacts, they got to monitor those people for 3 weeks, 21 days, and make sure they don't develop any signs of fever, because that could be one of the earliest signs of an Ebola infection. So a couple of priorities, Wolf, as Dr. Frieden laid out, I think as you said transparently, first and foremost, you have the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. The care for that person, obviously of paramount importance, but then going back, finding all those contacts and really monitoring them closely, putting them in a situation where they can't possibly spread Ebola and monitor to see if they develop any fever. So that's what's happening right now, Wolf, here in the United States. This has not happened before. It's happening a lot in West Africa, as Dr. Frieden pointed out, but from a medical standpoint, this is historic. What Dr. Frieden has just outlined.
Okay.
And it's very worrisome.
That's Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN, I believe, either last night or this morning, talking about how easy this could spread. Obviously, we know it's not airborne, but the key fact, I think, is the threat, which is the threat of hysteria. It's not necessarily the threat of a pandemic or an epidemic of Ebola. It's the threat of hysteria, which could grease the skids for this medical martial law situation that many people have been concerned about since, for example, 2001 with the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act. We've got Joe Biggs. I think we'll go to him after the break now, because we're coming up on a break in a couple of minutes. But we've got Joe Biggs live on the scene in Dallas. We're going to go to him now just before the break. Joe Biggs, you're there in Dallas. What's going on? What's the situation?
I don't hear anything.
Joe, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Hey, Joe, you're on the scene in Dallas. Tell us what's unfolding. What's the situation there?
Roger, I'm here at Ground Zero in Ebola, USA, where Patient Zero is. You know, there's a lot of things unfolding right now. You know, we have that confirmed patient with Ebola. Right now they have another individual that's hospitalized or monitoring that have the symptoms of Ebola, so they're going to keep an eye on that person. One of the things, though, that was crazy, though, I heard you mention it earlier on the show, you know, Thursday the patient tried to check himself in, and they turned him away with flu-like symptoms and gave him antibiotics. So that's quite a long time, a long period of time, where he's been able to have contact with many individuals. You know, there was an Ebola expert on last night at one of the local stations. I stayed up till 2 in the morning watching local news to see what they had to say. And the Ebola expert said that he fears that there will be, you know, quite a few more. One of the last people in Africa that got Ebola was one man. He infected 19 people. So it's a very, very scary thing, and it's a very big possibility that this person has infected many other people.
And Rick Perry's coming up there in about 15 minutes, I think, with a news conference. Alex was on the show earlier. We're calling on Perry to ask the White House to shut down flights from West Africa into the United States. Biggs, if you could ask Perry a question, that would be great. We'll be back with more Ebola news. Joe Biggs live on the scene. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
The discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show, this live edition, Wednesday, October 1st. We've got David Knight in studio for the second and third hours. We've also got Gerald Celente coming up in the third hour to talk the latest financial news, the attack on Syria, the offensive against ISIS, Bitcoin, and more. We'll also be taking your calls at the bottom of the next hour on Ebola mainly. The calling number is 1-800-259-9231. But for the moment, we've got Joe Biggs live on the scene at the Texas Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, Texas, covering the latest Ebola situation. One confirmed case, likelihood that a second patient has been infected, a family member of the victim. And we put the call out earlier for people to contact the White House to urge them to cease flights into the United States of America from these West African countries. Britain, France have already done that. The United States failed to do so. Now we have the first case arriving from Liberia. We got Rick Perry coming up with a press conference here in about 10 minutes. We're going to try and catch some of that, and hopefully Biggs can get a question in there. Joe Biggs, other points on this case. You said you were up until 2 a.m. watching the breaking news coverage on this, other facets of this Ebola situation.
Yeah, you know, I flip back and forth between, you know, your hardcore mainstream, you know, your Fox News, your CNN, your MSNBCs, in between that and then what the local media stand. The people in Dallas they've been put on a high alert, you know, to be very, very careful while they're out of anyone with any symptoms. People are on high edge here, very tense, very scared. The local media, when you can listen to them, you can see it, you know, this is a big problem that they are worried about, and they know that this man was able to roam freely for quite some time after he tried to admit himself. So there's no telling who he came in contact with, who that person there came in contact with, that person, so forth and so on. You know, there's a lot of people that could be affected by this one man. And like you said, that's a great point. Why haven't we shut down those flights coming from West Africa into our country? That's something that needs to be stopped immediately.
Also, I mean, this morning, we mentioned earlier the clip of Zachary Thompson, the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services. He mentioned, as far as I can recall, the possibility that they're keeping children home from school in the Dallas area or in the immediate area surrounding that hospital. I'd like to get some confirmation on that, if the writers could help me out, because I remember he mentioned that. So, as you said, Joe, it seems that the media and the authorities in the local area of Dallas are quite concerned about this, whereas generally in terms of nationwide media, we get this message about, you know, this is nothing, we've got this isolated, it's nothing to worry about. Obviously, that's what you would expect them to do to prevent hysteria. But as I said earlier, they got caught with their pants down, because as you mentioned, Joe, this guy was walking around for 4 days. He came in 2 days before the case was confirmed. They gave him antibiotics and sent him home. So, Joe, I mean, we've been called conspiracy theorists for the best part of 2 months for warning about this. Now it happens, and it seems like it's an attempt on behalf of the CDC and the medical authorities to cover their behinds, because they could and should have asked this guy about his travel history and caught this at least a couple of days earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard operating procedure for any kind of hospital, especially when, you know, talks of Ebola have been going on for, you know, a couple months now. You know, that's something when someone shows up, that's, you know, sign A. If someone has flu-like symptoms, hey, where have you been? Have you traveled anywhere? You know, that's a very important question for someone like that in a hospital like this. I mean, this is a very big, like, hospital. I mean, very nice, lots of money put into it. You think that they would have people here trained to deal with something like that. But then they're telling you right now, the CDC's coming out and saying, well, no, you know, all these hospitals in the area are well-equipped to deal with Ebola patients. Well, I don't see how that's possible when you guys aren't even well-equipped to ask the proper questions to find out whether or not a patient that comes in might possibly have Ebola.
Okay, Joe Biggs, live on the scene. David Knight coming up. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution.
solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLight.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.